D'abord, c'est en anglais. Marcel Mfouchi.
Hello, Cheta Bile. Good morning and thanks for joining us. In our top stories, the 2024 Paralympic Games kick off this Wednesday in Paris, France, with nearly 4,400 athletes, including five from Team Cameroon, set to compete for medals across 22 sports. And 11 cycling teams from Europe and Africa are expected to compete in this year's Chantal Biya International Cycling Tour, which gets underway on October 1st. The 2024 Paralympic Games will open this Wednesday in Paris, France, with around 4,400 athletes with disabilities, permanent injuries or impairments set to compete in 549 medal events across 22 sports. A glittering opening ceremony beginning at 7 p.m. Cameroon time will kick off the games, and it will be the first ever Paralympic opening ceremony to be held outside a stadium, similar to the opening of the Olympics about a month ago. The more than 150 countries taking part in this year's event will parade through Paris's landmark Avenue des Champs-Élysées to the Place de la Concorde public square in front of an expected 65,000 people. 18 venues across Paris and its outskirts will play host to the games, which will run from today until September 8, 2024. China, Great Britain, and the United States will field some of the largest contingents, each with over 200 athletes. Team Cameroon will be represented by five athletes who will compete in three disciplines, with the flag bearer being Antoinette Marie Darcy, a two-time African champion in the women's minus 67-kilogram para taekwondo discipline. Ahead of hostilities starting this Thursday, Cameroon's para powerlifting coach Nchifi Constance is upbeat about Team Cameroon's chances, particularly for athlete Giselle Mengetama.
We have a positive attitude due to the adapted infrastructures that were kept for us, adaptable to the different coaches. As far as para powerlifting is concerned, we are focused. We do what we're supposed to do. We train using the programs we submitted to our hierarchy. Health-wise, we are okay. As far as my athlete is concerned, she's serious. What she has come to do, she will do it.
Meanwhile, 10 Cameroonian bodybuilders will leave the country today from Manila, Philippines, to participate in the Asia-Pacific Bodybuilding Championships, which will feature competitors from 15 countries. Ahead of their departure, two brand new cars were handed to two of the athletes who emerged as world champions last June in Brazil by Achil Balikmana, president of the Cameroon Bodybuilding and Fitness Federation. The ceremony held yesterday at the Ministry of Sports and Physical Education was presided over by Professor Narcisse Muele Kombe, who urged the athletes heading to Manila to bring home more gold medals. Harrison Ashutiku was there and now reports.
The 10 Cameroonian bodybuilding athletes will compete in four categories, that is extreme, tall, medium, and junior, in the Asia-Pacific Bodybuilding Championships. World champion in the junior category, Chizo Yannick Terry, is one of the athletes.
It's really a big motivation for me because my means of training and my dreams, that's really pushed me to be here. We are going to bring gold medal.
During the farewell ceremony this Tuesday in Yaoundé, sports boss Minister Narcisse Muele Kombe called on the bodybuilders to defend Cameroon and Africa in the championships with pride. Same position echoed by the president of the Bodybuilding Federation, Achille Balimanya, who said the two cars handed to Christine Zanga, world champion in medium category, and Arnold Kevin Alexander in the extreme category at the Bodybuilding Championship in Curitiba in Brazil last June is to encourage the other athletes to give their best in the upcoming championship. Arnold Kelvin Alexander is motivated by the gesture.
I'm so happy because it's my first time to receive this kind of gift. For the next competition, I want to be better. I want to be the best.
Cameroon is the only African country invited to take part in the Asia-Pacific Bodybuilding Championships in Manila, Philippines. The competition that will feature the participation of 15 countries to run from the 1st to the 3rd of September 2024.
Many thanks, Harrison Ashutiku. 11 cycling teams from Europe and Africa are expected to compete in this year's Chantal Biya International Cycling Tour, which will run from the 1st to the 5th of October. A ceremony to present the competition took place yesterday at the Hilton Hotel in Yaoundé. It was presided over by the Minister of Sports and Physical Education, Narcisse Muele Kombe. Details with Ben Collins Nyeberewo.
It is the 24th edition of the Grand Prix Cycliste International Chantabia, the competition that began in 2005. The race will take place in two regions of Cameroon, the center and the south, with cyclists expected to compete over five stages. The 2024 cycling tour was presented this Thursday in Yaoundé in a ceremony that was attended by government ministers, members of the diplomatic corps, and guests. It was disclosed that riders from seven African teams and four from Europe will battle to succeed Yassine Hamza from Algeria, who won the 23rd edition last year. Suez Canal Discovery Cycling Team from Egypt, Team Bonneau from France, and Flanders Region Team from Belgium will participate in the race for the first time. Reports say regulars like the Algerian cycling team, Benin, Burkina Faso, Nigeria, Dugla Banska Bystrica team from Slovakia, Club de la Défense from France, plus the two cycling teams from Cameroon are set for the competition. The first lap of the race will take place from Koteng through Nanga Eboku to Minta in the Upper Sanaga Division of the Center Region on October 1, 2024.
On to holiday championships news. Ngwe have beaten Edea 1-5-4 on penalty shootout in the final of the 2024 Sanaga Maritime Excellence Days football tournament. This thrilling conclusion marked the end of the Sanaga Maritime Excellence Days, a celebration that went far beyond the football pitch as it embodied the values of solidarity, unity and peaceful coexistence. The final was attended by Transport Minister and promoter of the Fondation Meng Tandieu, Ernest Masenangale Bibehe. René Kache reports from Edea.
The Sanaga Maritime Excellence Days became a powerful showcase of how sport and culture can serve as catalysts for unity, bringing together communities from diverse backgrounds in the shared pursuit of excellence. The fiercely contested final match saw Ngwe defeat Edea 1 by 5-4 on penalties, following a hard-fought 1-1 tie on regular playtime. The occasion also stood as a reminder that despite differences in heritage and tradition, the people of Sanaga Maritime remain united by their shared identity and a commitment to peaceful coexistence. The finalists went home with cash prizes and trophies, as the population that turned out in its numbers went home satisfied with a spectacle witnessed. In attendance was Cameroon's Minister of Transport, Ernest Masenangale Bibehe, the driving force behind Fondation Meng Tandieu, which organizes the Sanaga Maritime Excellence Days. His vision for the event was clear: to use the platform to foster connections, promote dialogue, and celebrate the division's rich cultural tapestry. Joining him were notable figures in Cameroonian football, including former Indomitable Lions Rigobert Songbahanak, Bill Chateau and Lucien Metomo. Their presence added prestige to the event and reminded everyone of the unifying power of football in Cameroon's history and future. Political, administrative and traditional authorities also graced the event. René Kache, CRTV News, Edea.
The Member of Parliament for Menchum South Constituency, Honourable Walang Richard, has encouraged young people in the division to invest in their education in a bid to build a future for themselves and their communities. He made this call during the closing ceremony of a month-long football tournament dubbed the Unity Cup, where local administrative and community leaders also urged the population of Menchum Division to stand united against the criminal acts committed by separatist armed groups. Ola Titanki reports from Bamenda.
The Honorable Richard Walang Football Tournament served not only as a celebration of sportsmanship and community spirit, but also as a platform for advocating unity and resilience in the face of ongoing challenges. The Member of Parliament for the Menchum South Constituency, Honorable Richard Walang, emphasized the importance of education as a fundamental pillar of advancement.
We are begging those other youths who are in the bushes that they should come out to stand up for us to build a better Cameroon.
The senior divisional officer for Menchum, Abdullahi Aliu, commended the efforts of the people's representative for his consistent commitment to this tournament, which marks its 20th edition. The senior divisional officer stressed that a united front is essential for restoring peace and creating an environment where development can thrive.
Thank all the population for their collaboration.
The Honorable Richard Walang Football Tournament also served as a platform to encourage eligible voters to enroll on the electoral list before the registration deadline on August 31st. Ola Titanki, CRTV News, Bamenda.
Ola Titanki drawing the curtains on this midweek edition of the 7:30 AM Sports News presented by Marcel Mfotier. Back to you, Sheta.
Merci, Marcel Mfotier. Et c'est le moment de Canal Police, madame, monsieur. Ce matin, des recommandations sur la vigilance à bord des taxis pour ne pas se laisser agresser. Présentation dit Emo Starla.
Canal Police.
Hi there, listeners. Good morning and welcome to another edition of the National Security's Morning Train. Canal Police prepared and broadcast under the editorial supervision of the Delegate General for National Security, Martin Mbargangele. Police Commissioner Joyce Cecil Njemandeng is our editor-in-chief at the anchor. I'm Superintendent of Police Nz. Amos Tarla in Yaoundé. Thefts and assaults on board township taxis are gradually resurfacing, and it is high time citizens became more vigilant as they go about their daily chores, especially at this back-to-school period. Canal Police this morning shall focus on the recent arrest of a gang of four specialized in that kind of crime by the Central Police Station No. 3 for the city of Yaoundé, even as we culminate with some tips that may help us from falling prey to the many traps of the men of the underworld. Please do not go away, but stay tuned for the details in the minutes ahead. Welcome back. Some individuals of recent have decided to make of their profession the harassment of innocent citizens whilst on board township taxis. Several complaints have been recorded at the level of the various police services situated in our major towns and cities. From every indication, the phenomenon is seemingly on the rise, reason why we should come back to some pertinent tips aimed at ensuring the security of passengers. One of their common modus operandi is that which is referred to in French as serré serré. This consists in overloading the cab with you as the fifth or sometimes sixth passenger and dropping you a few meters away when they are done with emptying your pockets and sometimes handbags of their valuables. Another method consists in squeezing you between two hoodlums on the back seat of the taxi and with the aid of a sword or machetes force you to hand everything to them. Another group is that of those who would usually give the customers while on board their cab drugged food or spray them with perfumes that may plunge them into an unconscious state of being. Recently, the elements of the Central Police Station No. 3 for the city of Yaoundé nabbed a gang of four who were trying to swindle one lady of her hard-earned resources. With a timely denunciation, the police acted promptly and the hoodlums were brought to book. In the face of this kind of crime, like assaults on board township taxis, the General Delegation for National Security is calling on each and everyone to remain very vigilant, even as they observe the following measures. Don't take a taxi if the driver has no visible and legible identification badge or if the vehicle does not have an appropriate registration number plate. Avoid engaging in conversations that do not concern you once in a taxi. Avoid talking to strangers about your private life. Once in a taxi, verify and be sure that the door locks and glass winders are functional. Do not accept to be overloaded, whatever be the pretext. Do not accept to smell any perfumes from people you do not know. Avoid all forms of clandestine means of transport. Do not stand in an isolated area to take a bike or taxi. Don't accept food or drinks from people you do not know while in a taxi, as many passengers have ended up drugged through that way. Don't exhibit precious items or money, for your closest neighbor may be a criminal and will not hesitate to rob you of your hard-earned money or valuables. Don't board the first taxi that comes for you. When you leave a financial institution in the typical examples of banks, credit unions, or a money transfer structure, you are a targeted prey. If you suspect something negative while on board a cab, calmly ask to go down without creating any commotion. Vigilance should continue to be our watchword, even as we respect the injunctions of the policemen and women on duty. The population on her part is called upon at such times to continue to lend a helping hand to the police by denouncing acts of criminality that they have knowledge of. You can denounce an act that has just been committed or is about to be committed, being rest assured that the police, your police force, will keep the anonymity. denouncing a criminal is the right thing to do, for you could be his next victim. For you who wants to take such an honorable step right now, you can dial the toll-free numbers 117-120-1500 and your police force will do the rest. It's here that we draw the curtains on this morning's edition of our program. We were technically assisted by CRTV's Olive Giselle Eyenga. At the anchor, I've been Superintendent of Police Nze. Amos Tarla signing off. Have a blessed day in the company of CRTV programs.